AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The Labor Department issues its May jobs report this morning. It should offer a sense of how businesses are faring in their efforts to fill jobs as the economy reopens much faster than many had expected. President Biden continues to bargain with Senate Republicans on rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Biden meets again Friday with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the GOP's negotiator with the White House on the president's infrastructure bill. Biden has proposed a 15% minimum corporate income tax because of Republican opposition to returning corporate taxes to the 28% level they were before the Trump tax cut. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
It certainly doesn't violate anything about the 2017 taxes. So that's what he's putting forward as an idea that he's asking them where their point of view is.
Psaki adds one thing is certain. No user fee increases as proposed by the GOP.
We're not going to go down the road of user fees or other areas that would raise taxes on the American people.
It's not certain if Friday's meeting between Biden and Capito will be in person. Tim McGuire, Washington.
China is vehemently objecting to President Biden's expansion of a list of Chinese companies whose shares are off limits to U.S. investors. The executive order nearly doubled the number of companies subject to the ban, focusing on defense and surveillance technology that the U.S. says is used against religious and ethnic minorities. China says it will take necessary measures to protect the rights and interests of those companies, though it did not specify what that might entail. And European Union regulators have opened an antitrust investigation into Facebook. It's examining whether the company distorts competition in the classified advertising market by using data it collects from rival services. It's also looking at whether the way Facebook embeds its own classified ad service gives it an advantage in reaching customers. This is AP News. The Suns have advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs, closing out the defending champion Lakers in Game 6.
Devin Booker hit for 47 points, and the Suns eliminated the Lakers from the postseason with a 113-100 win.
We treated this game like a Game 7. We knew we had to come in, and, you know, we were stressing since we won the last game that, you know, we wanted to end it here on their home court.
Jay Crowder added 18 points. The Suns as a team made 18 threes. Phoenix wins a playoff series for the first time since 2010. LeBron James led L.A. with 29 points. Anthony Davis re-injured his groin early on and played only 5 scoreless minutes. I am Mark Myers.
Phoenix will face the Denver Nuggets in round 2. Nikola Jokic poured in 36 points last night as the Nuggets stormed back from a 14-point deficit to beat Portland 126-115. Tonight it's the L.A. Clippers in Dallas with the Mavericks up 3-2. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.